Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 300 of Heroes Unlimited. It's an exciting day. The podcast, if you can believe it, is winding down. There is no page 400. This is our last centennial episode. And what better way to celebrate than that most exciting style of MDC episode, a dry CSI-style investigation of how a single innocuous two-word phrase ended up on this particular page. To be fair to myself, it's slightly more interesting than that. At least I think so. Here's what led me to undertake this investigation. Two simple words. They occur at the end of the psychic purification, psionic power. We are, of course, still in the psionic abilities section, in the subsection for healing psionic abilities. And here's the rules text for the psychic purification ability. Quote, the healer can use his abilities to slow a person's metabolism and destroy chemicals, drugs, poisons, and toxins in the body. The effects of the drugs slash impurities are immediately halted at the beginning of the meditation and completely destroyed slash negated by its end. Damage sustained prior to the psychic's intervention still exists. This power is ineffective against magic potions, spells, and fairy foods. Now, as you know, if you've been listening to these episodes about the psionic abilities section, I've been on the back foot a little bit. I've been somewhat out of my depth trying to analyze this section because the psionic rules are so old, everything is so strange here. We're constantly being inundated with rules and concepts that are not from Heroes Unlimited. Everything just feels a little off. And this sentence is a great example. This power is ineffective against magic potions, spells, and fairy foods. Okay, spells, sure. Magic is well established in this game. There are characters who know spells, and apparently you can't use psychic purification to deal with the effects of those spells. Fair enough. Magic potions, as we've mentioned before, they do crop up in these rules from time to time. As it turns out, there's only one magic potion in Heroes Unlimited, the magic sleep potion created by the sleep spell. But nonetheless, magic potions get a surprising amount of press in this game, usually in the context of, this won't help you against magic potions, you are fucked. But fairy foods, there are no fairy foods listed in this game. There are no other mentions of fairy foods in this game. As far as I know, there are no fairies mentioned in this game. I can't even think of any rules that would be broadly applicable to fairy food in this game. What are we doing here? Why are we talking about this? Especially in the context of, like, this doesn't apply. It would be one thing if there were some random spell or superpower, you know, super eating, super consumption, like from the Rifter number one, and it gave you total freedom to eat everything, and maybe it had a note on it that said, you can even eat fairy foods without harm. Then sure, like even though we have no context for what fairy foods are, just in case you ever meet a fairy, just in case they ever try to trick you into eating a banquet so you have to stay in their fairy realm forever, fuck those fairies. You can eat whatever you want. You're Matter Eater, lad. I'm from the planet Bismol, son. Your fairy magic has no sway over me. But no, this is a power that doesn't interact with fairy foods, but still feels the need to mention it. I wondered why. And because of the clues we've seen in this section so far, I thought the answer had to lie in other Palladium games. So I went on this kind of journey that involved a lot of reading, a lot of investigating, a lot of downloading, and I tried to figure out where did this text come from and why was it added. Here are the results of that investigation. Psionic powers appear all the way back in The Mechanoid Invasion, which was a three-part series of books published in 1981. It was the first role-playing game to come out of Palladium. Now, I have no doubt that these episodes, Mega Dumbcast, will survive in perpetuity. People will no doubt be binging this podcast years, decades in the future. If studying Palladium has taught me nothing else, it's that amateurishly produced labors of love will inexplicably thrive for decades on end. But whether you're listening to this in 2018 or 2020, 1981, a long time ago, right? Almost 40 years ago, as of the time of this recording. Already we had psionic powers that would be familiar to a Rifts player playing right now in 2018. Bioregeneration, mind block, resist hunger, spontaneous combustion, etc. A lot of the language and the rules on the psionics at that stage are very simple. For me, at least, I get the sense that this is like before other people got in Kevin Sambita's ear with lots of questions and comments about his writing, because it is much less concerned with like corner cases and needless clarifications than it would later become. These psionic powers from mechanoids are often copied word for word, but modified for the setting when you turn to Palladium Fantasy RPG First Edition. This is the first big game from Palladium, their first like ongoing line of games. It has psionics because, you know, they have some fantasy pedigree. D&D had psionics, so why not Palladium Fantasy? And yeah, a lot of times it's just copied and pasted straight out of Mechanoids. Only a few things are changed to fit into a fantasy setting, because at this early stage in his career, the author still had fucks left to give about whether the things he was cutting and pasting actually belonged in the new RPG. Like, if we're going to physically paste this chunk of our old game into our new game, the least we can do is like paste on a couple more lines to account for the fact that, you know, we're fighting orcs, not robots now. Now, in the first edition of Palladium Fantasy, there's a fleeting mention of fairy food in the core book, but there's no real development of the idea, and there's no such power as psychic purification yet. So this is still early days in the history of Palladium psionics, and fairy food is only a glimmer in Kevin Sambita's eye. The next stop on our historical tour of Palladium is Beyond the Supernatural First Edition. Beyond the Supernatural, as we've often talked about, is the like occult, monster, psychic magic conspiracy type game that Palladium produces. It's a fairly old game line for them, and I think it did a lot to develop these psionic rules in the direction of modern horror. So Beyond the Supernatural First Edition does have a psychic purification power, and it does use basically the same language that we find here in Heroes Unlimited Second Edition. But that last sentence, "this power is ineffective against magic potions, spells, and fairy foods," is missing. It seems to me like this is where the basic language of the power originates. Mind you, Beyond the Supernatural First Edition was published in 1987. So this is early days. We're 6 years out from Mechanoids, but more than 10 years away from Heroes Unlimited Second Edition. And already the basic language is in place. Now, of course, Palladium's magnum opus is Rifts. And when Rifts First Edition comes out, you know, it's got psionics, of course, because it has everything. And it too has psychic purification. Same language, still missing that last sentence, despite the fact that fairies are presumably running wild over everybody on Rift's Earth. It's extremely magical, there's a lot less civilization, and player characters are all basically weirdos with weird powers who are out seeking magical spots in the woods, so you would expect them to run into fairies from time to time. Yet still, no mention of fairy food. Finally, we arrive at this language in Palladium Fantasy 2nd Edition. We find a version of psychic purification with the caveat that it doesn't affect fairy food, at the same time that we get an expanded section on fairy food in that same book. So fairy food becomes a bigger deal, we get the fairy food caveat added as a final sentence to the end of psychic purification, and apparently that version just gets copied and pasted whole into Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. But here's the thing, if you look to psychic surgery, another power that's found on this page, you'll see that it has a very early pedigree. It's already in Mechanoids. And we can see from that that the level of attention paid to the copying and pasting is very inconsistent. Like, the version of psychic surgery from Mechanoids gets copied and pasted whole to Palladium Fantasy, First Edition. It gets rephrased in Beyond the Supernatural, though, to refer to modern medical care. That gets copied and pasted, though, back to Palladium Fantasy with the reference to modern medical care still intact. So it's not like every time they copy and paste their work, they check it to make sure it's still appropriate. They only check when they care. The rules text only changes when the author is motivated. And that motivation solves the mystery on this page of why the fairy food text shows up. To understand why the author cared enough to add this language about fairy food in the first place, but not enough to take it out of later versions of the rules, even in other books without fairies, you have to understand what happened in Palladium Fantasy 2nd Edition. Namely, that the author added a whole section about fairy food that is just chock full of dumb puns. As it turns out, fairy foods in Palladium Fantasy 2nd Edition basically are a GM item. There are no rules for creating fairy food. There are no particular rules for when you find them. They're just around. They're very expensive. You might get them from fairies or in fairy mounds, but generally speaking, the GM is tightly controlling these substances. We're talking about Schedule 2 fantasy pharmaceuticals here, tightly controlled, because they are jokes that you play on the player. For example, fairy beets make you violent. Get it? They make you beat people. Fairy squash reduces you to half size, and you shrink inside your clothes and gear, so you end up like a little tiny naked person. Fairy cinnamon sticks make you want to do sins for 1d6 months. Fairy tarts make you flirtatious with the opposite sex, because I guess they also turn you straight. These are some very heteronormative fairies, not what I've come to expect from fairy magic. Likewise, a fairy beefcake, if you eat it and you're male, it makes you feel like you're handsome and, quote, studly, whereas if you eat it and you're female, it makes you fall in love with the first male you see. I would have accepted same effect regardless of gender, or swap those effects. That's much more fun, but, you know, as usual, a disappointing lack of queer content in Palladium games. All these fairies and not a gay to be found. Typical for an old school game book. Anyway, basically, these fairy foods are just a series of goofy punish pranks to play on player characters, much more detailed in this edition than the throwaway line in the previous edition, which makes me think that the author either actually used or thoroughly planned a situation in his own game where he would afflict the player characters with silly funny haha fairy curses. And naturally, when you write a whole list of hilarious puns to spring on your players, you don't want your jokes ruined by a lot of killjoy psychic purification. Therefore, I believe the author went on a spree of adding ineffectiveness against fairy foods to various items throughout Palladium Fantasy. Indeed, every occurrence of the phrase fairy foods in Palladium Fantasy 2nd Edition is either an entry in the table of contents or the name of this very section, two instances of very small bonuses to save against fairy foods from niche abilities, and three instances of abilities that won't help you against fairy foods. It turns out almost the only thing that will help you against fairy foods is the Remove Curse spell, a fact that goes conveniently unnoted in the Remove Curse entry. The author did not bother to add a note anywhere about the things that do help against fairy foods, mostly just notes about things that won't work to solve a fairy food problem. Oh, and by the way, the other occurrences of the phrase fairy foods in the book are under various lore abilities, which allow you to not so much save yourself from fairy foods, but identify the effects of fairy foods, thereby allowing the GM to explain the joke. If one of the player characters has just developed a bunch of random mental disorders, and they don't know why, then they can go to anybody with a lore skill, basically, who can roll and say, oh, I see what happened. You're crazy now because you ate those fairy mixed nuts. Get it? Get it? So yeah, I think that was the motivator here. The author had a motivation to prevent psychic purification from working on fairy foods, so he bothered to add the language. He had no motivation to take out that reference, just because it makes no goddamn sense when he ported the power over to Heroes Unlimited, so he just left it there. Therefore, the dumbest thing on this page is not exactly the mention of fairy foods, but the fact that it's here because there was like one moment in the textual history of this power when the author gave enough of a damn to actually change the language to suit the game, and it happened about 10 years before Heroes Unlimited was published when he was excited about making stupid puns. Although, obviously, on a game design level, in the whole context of the Palladium Megaverse, it was worth it. Because, for example, if you eat fairy peanuts, then you wet yourself whenever you're under stress. I mean, that's a sterling addition to any campaign. Incidentally, because of the lesser role of magic in Heroes Unlimited compared to Palladium Fantasy, superheroes are really fucked if they eat fairy food. If you're listening to this right now and like slapping your knee like, what, peanuts? They make you pee? I can't wait to use this at my table. Superheroes are the ones to hit with this shit. The only way to get out of it, basically, is Remove Curse, which is an 11th level spell. It is very unlikely that there is anybody in your player character group or your NPC cast who can readily cast that spell. So if you feed some superheroes fairy peanuts, they're going to be peeing until you tell them to stop. Such is the legacy of the one time Kevin Cimbita was motivated to update the rules. Today's been a little bit meta, but join me next time for an exploration of psychic powers per se, as we discuss ectoplasm on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Cimbita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.